You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Much love to everybody listening all over North America. I mean, every corner of the country. You could be on the beach somewhere. You could be in the desert. You could be in the mountains. You could be in the forest. Hey, James Boccioni, did I cover every type of terrain? Did I miss anything? I missed something, right?
Maybe a tundra?
Yeah, you could be in the tundra. Sure. Yeah, all of that. I don't care. You could be on Mars for all I care. That'd be kind of weird, though. Just don't come to Earth. Here's the deal. Like I said, one more hour here on CBS Sports Radio. And it's been an interesting night. Shout outs to James Boccioni. Thank you to Shep. Thank you to Alex as well for helping with the show tonight. And we've talked about rookie quarterbacks, and we talked about Brett Favre, and he talked about he's had more than 1,000 concussions in his career. Talked about Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence. Right before we went to break, we talked about Giannis Antetokounmpo and his honest comments. Yeah, maybe one day down the line, why wouldn't I entertain playing for the Bulls? But I'm committed to the Bucks. And no big deal with those comments. We talked about Kevin Durant. Just a baby. It's like every week something happens with Kevin Durant where it just goes, come on, man. He used to be so likable. Even a couple of months ago, I embraced the fact that he was like becoming a villain and a bad guy. But just going through the process now, it's annoying. It's gotten even more annoying, I should say. Recently on Monday, there was a report that Durant was ready to retire if the Brooklyn Nets did not trade him. And Kevin Durant went on Twitter and he's like, y'all believe anything. He says, I'm not retiring. And it's like, okay, well, I guess everything else that happened is true. And so that is just a disaster waiting to happen. And we got to wait a few more weeks and more than a month before we find out what takes place just in a training camp situation with Kevin Durant. So don't hold out hope that there will be a resolution anytime soon. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of crazy things, the stupidity of people. It just... Hey, James, do me a favor. Help me out. Did you hear about this story? And then we're going to talk about the Alex Rodriguez. Not putting him in the stupid category, but this will be interesting as well. Alex Rodriguez had some... He had some words for players like Fernando Tatis Jr. and Derek Jeter was sitting right next to him when he said it, but we'll get there. James, did you hear about this guy that called 911 over his cold McDonald's fries and then he got arrested for murder? Did you hear about this?
I did see a headline about that. It was like a couple of days later, right? He showed up back to the McDonald's or something like that?
I didn't dive deep. I still can't get over the headline. I think this took place at the McDonald's at that time. This man called McDonald's, and it happened. It happened here in Georgia. This man, it was a customer. He was upset over his fries, and he got arrested. There's some dumb things that take place. This is one of the dumbest things.
Listen, I'm all about getting hot fries when I order them at McDonald's, but if they come a little cold, I mean, I'm not going to go murder someone about that, I don't think.
Well, I think it was already, I think the murder was already on his record. And I think...
I see now.
Yeah, he got after the fact. Yeah, let's go ahead. A murder suspect on the run from the police in Georgia was arrested Friday, called 911 to complain about his fries being too cold. Got into a dispute with McDonald's staff. Him and management called the police. Officers arrived. they discovered he had an outstanding warrant for failure to appear in a homicide case. Oh, man, what a guy. Accused of setting a car on fire with a woman's body inside in October of 2018. Okay. Well, James Boccioni, that was interesting now, wasn't it?
Yikes. That's all I got to say about that.
Yikes is the word. Well, that is stupid at a high level. Now, to kind of bring things down to not as stupid, but just interesting, is Alex Rodriguez. Sunday night baseball, for a lot of people, is just, it's a tradition. Maybe not so much now. You sit down and you get the game of the week, and ESPN has kind of pimped this out to us for years, and it's kind of fallen off. I miss Joe Morgan, but what do I know? To be honest, I can't tell you who's broadcasting Sunday Night Baseball right now because I don't listen. I know David Cohn has joined in, and Alex Rodriguez is now doing something similar to the Manning cast. He's teamed up with Michael Kay, voice of the Yankees, and they do what is called a K-Rod cast. Yeah, it sounds like fun, right? And so every week they have an alternate broadcast where Michael Kay and Alex Rodriguez, everybody's favorite baseball pundit, they sit down and they bring on guests. This is like the Manning cast, but not with Peyton and Eli. And so the guest this week, no one other than Derek Jeter. Yeah, the same Derek Jeter, who, if you've just paid attention to anything for the past forever, the relationship between Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez is not the most sterling. It hasn't been the most sterling. Alex Rodriguez, years ago, almost 20 years ago, just inadvertently put his foot in his mouth and talking about Derek Jeter and who's the better player. Derek Jeter never had the lead, and you don't worry about Derek Jeter in the lineup. And Derek Jeter's like, man, what did I do to you? Like, I'm winning championships, and your numbers and everything are better. All I care about is winning. Like, just shut up. And so the relationship changed. And then, of course, Alex Rodriguez traded to the Yankees, and Jeter is just like, whoa, what are you doing here? And just friction. Same team, but friction. And then, of course, Alex Rodriguez got popped and lied about using performance-enhancing drugs. And then Alex Rodriguez lied about it, and then he apologized about it. And then he tried to sue the Yankees to get his money back. Just a disastrous situation. And so Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter, they've buried the hatchet. But if you watch the K-Rod just stream, or telecast, whatever the hell you want to call it, it was awkward at times. Alex Rodriguez would talk about his steroid use, and Derek Jeter would kind of just like look up into space like, ugh. There was one point in time where Alex Rodriguez talked about Derek and him sitting down for drinks and a couple of months ago and kind of burying the hatchet even more. And he's like, yeah, we sat down and had a lot of drinks. And Derek Jeter looked at him like, whoa. And then Alex Rodriguez goes, well, maybe I did. See, he's just an awkward dude, just always over-explaining himself, and he seems like a people pleaser. He seems socially awkward. Well, one thing that we know is that he does put his foot in his mouth, and we also know that on Friday, one of the game's young players, Fernando Tatis Jr., he got popped for performance-enhancing drug use. That his excuse was that he was using a drug, a topical cream, for ringworm. He got a haircut, dirty clippers, whatever the case, he got ringworm. And so he was using a skin cream, Clostebol. And that is a banned substance, and that's what triggered his positive test. And now, as a result, Fernando Tatis Jr., who was on his way back to playing this season with the Padres, also the same man with a $340 million contract, he's suspended for 80 games. Suspended the rest of this season, the postseason, and also the beginning of next year. And so Alex Rodriguez, the man who cheated, the man who lied, the man who sued the Yankees and tried to get his money, he said on the KCast that he hopes that players like Fernando Tatis Jr. could learn from him being an idiot. Take a listen to this on ESPN.
Look, I have no regrets, no excuses for my behavior. It is on me. And look, we'll talk about the Tatis thing later. I wish that a lot of these young players who I admire so much learned from my stupidity and my debacle. Mm-hmm. And it almost brings me to tears to see a kid like Tatis, who's 23 years old, that for the rest of his career, he's just going to play it out. There's probably no Hall of Fame. I'm not going to go to the Hall of Fame probably because of my own mistake. Mm-hmm. And that's heartbreaking for me. It's heartbreaking to explain that to my daughters, but that's on me. So I get to be now, hopefully, a better friend, a better business person, more importantly, a better father.
Oh, wow. It almost brought him to tears. Okay, Alex Rodriguez. I'm sure he almost cried to sleep thinking about Fernando Tatis Jr. and how he ruined his reputation. Oh, sure. And there's a lot of people right now who are just beating up on Fernando Tatis Jr. Just everybody and their mama is trying to beat up on him. The Brad for Show podcast, WEEI, Jonathan Papelbon. This was one of the most intense guys you'd ever see on a mound, especially for those Red Sox. Papelbon was on that show, and he was just like, listen, if I play today, I'm going to throw at Tatis Jr. Just no ands, ifs, or buts about it. I don't care about the circumstances. Listen to this.
This whole Tatis stuff, man, like, man, it almost enrages me because, you know, I work my ass off for so much, so hard, and did it the right way, you know? And for me to see stuff like that, man, it just, man, it irks me so bad. And like, I'll tell you right there, Matt, if I was pitching, every single time I face that dude, I'm drilling him. I don't care if I'm bringing in a run and losing the game.
Okay, yeah, sure, right. Yeah, right. Okay, figure of speech or not figure of speech, but just talking the talk. Yeah, sure, right. You going? It don't matter if you lose the game. Okay, whatever. Jonathan Papelbon needs a hug. Maybe a couple of hugs. And it's not just somebody like Papelbon. Fernando Tatis Jr., must I remind you, this is the same dude who got his big contract before last season. 14 years, $340 million. He just turned 23 years old. This man is a 40-40 threat, can do everything. It's one of the most exciting players in baseball. The reason why he didn't play this year, broken wrist, motorcycle accident. Well, when did you break your wrist, Fernando? When were you on the motorcycle? And he's just like, which time? Oh, okay. You just out here doing this all the damn time. Okay, not smart. He's had a history of shoulder issues. Things have been kind of tough for this guy. At one point, I said that baseball needs to embrace him and just market the hell out of him. He's what baseball needs. And not right now. He can't be trusted. He needs to mature. He just seems like he's all over the damn place. Even some of his teammates are sick of him. Mike Clevinger, you know, he takes a look at Tatis Jr. and he wishes that he would absolutely grow the hell up.
Very disappointed. It's, you know, the second time we've been disappointed with him. And it's just, you know, you hope he grows up and, you know, learns from this and learns that it's not just, you know, it's about more than just him right now. No, look at this clubhouse. We really don't need anybody else. It would be nice to have somebody else, but we don't need anybody else. We got everyone we need right here.
Damn. What about the general manager approved via ownership to give this man, who was 22 at the time, $340 million for 14 years? This is what he's doing in the first year, the first 2 years? Riding around reckless on his motorcycles? Getting popped for performance-enhancing drugs, and he's saying that it was for his ringworm skin cream? Like, come on. This is what the general manager, A.J. Preller, had to say.
Yeah, obviously, like, disappointment, you know, surprised with the news. I
basically got a call from somebody associated with Tatis, about 4 o'clock today, 3:45 today, and checked in with the commissioner's office, and then just really start getting more of the details in the last couple hours. Obviously everybody's saying it's very disappointing. He's somebody that from the organization standpoint we've invested time and money into, and when he's on the field, it's made for, again, I think a situation where, you have to learn from the situations. And I think we're hoping that, from the off season to now, that there'd be some maturity. And, obviously with the news today, it's more of a pattern, and it's something that we've got to dig a little bit more into. And, I'm sure he's very disappointed, but at the end of the day, it's one thing to say it. You got to start showing with your actions.
Have you talked to Fernando?
I have not spoken to him yet.
They don't trust the guy. They gave him all that money, and now they don't trust him. And Alex Rodriguez is saying, well, now Fernando Tatis Jr., he's cooked. His reputation is mud. Man, he may not get into the Hall of Fame. We don't know that. And now this is interesting because his dad has spoken up. I'm sure you remember Fernando Tatis. His dad, I remember his dad for a few years. He was absolutely killing it for the St. Louis Cards, playing at third base. Well, Fernando Tatis Sr. talked to a radio station down in the Dominican Republic, and he's not happy. And some of his comments kind of make me go, come on, all of y'all are y'all all living in an alternate universe? He was talking to the Midday Show in a DR. And Fernando went a step further. He said this is a catastrophe that has taken place, not just for my son, but for all of baseball. Listen to this. There are millions of fans who are going to stop watching baseball now. Come on, Fernando. He says it's a total disappointment for Dominican fans, fans throughout the world, for something so insignificant that wasn't worth it. He says it's a topical in reference to the cream. He says what came out positive in Junior's body is something that doesn't give you strength. First of all, it doesn't amplify your training regimen. It doesn't have any testosterone. And it doesn't contain anything that would give you an edge in the game. What has occurred is a catastrophe for baseball. Fernando Tatis Sr., he got me when he said that millions of fans are going to stop watching baseball. Well, they didn't need Fernando's help to do so. I think they may have quit already. But the fact is, where's the accountability? Fernando Tatis Jr. put out that statement after his suspension talking about his ringworm medication. And by the way, close to ball, it's a derivative of testosterone. You can literally inject it into your body. Now, at the same time, could this be true? Did Fernando Tatis Jr. get ringworm from a bad pair of Clippers and need to utilize this topical medication? Maybe. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you this much. He needs to take accountability. I remember speaking to a caller over the weekend, and it was very simple. Last Friday, someone said, where's his dad? His dad is right here. And obviously his dad is making excuses as well. What is Fernando Tatis Jr.? Did he create the game of baseball? Is baseball going to just fall into the depths of hell without Fernando Tatis Jr.? The answer is no. Was he exciting to watch? Yes. Was he fun? Yes. Was he someone that baseball needed to help market the game? I think the answer was yes. But the world continues to kind of rotate. The world ain't stopped. It's not going to stop spinning. And so it's an embarrassment. If Fernando Tatis Jr. needed a wake up, here it is, man. You broke your wrist. You were in multiple car accidents. This is after they gave you the money. And now you're not smart enough to look at a drug. I don't care what the drug is. It could be skin cream. It could be for a rash on your ass. It could be whatever it is. To not think that I'm a Major League Baseball player, to not think that I am taking or putting a drug on or in my body, and I should probably just get it tested or looked at or asked, that's ridiculous. That's called being irresponsible. You're a professional athlete. Your body is your main tool. Take care of it in every regard. And Fernando Tatis Jr., he's an idiot for this. Do I think this is going to scar him like Alex Rodriguez for his entire career? I don't think so. I think he's so early on in his career, even right now at 23 years old, that he can bounce back from this. I'd be more concerned about whether or not he can stay healthy. And if he goes into a slump, or if when he returns he doesn't get back to those 30, 40 type numbers, people are going to look at him funny. And that just comes with the territory. That comes with the mistakes. And so he's going to have to pay for this. Do I think he pays for this with his career? I don't think so. I think Tatis still has enough time to bounce back. I'm going to open up the phone lines. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Alex Rodriguez wants players like Fernando Tatis Jr. to learn from him. Don't be a jackass. Don't make the mistakes that he made. A-Rod thinks that this may scar him for the rest of his career. Do you think Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to pay for this in the rest of his career? Do you think he's automatically going to have no chance of going into the Hall of Fame? I think that's too early to say. But I do think it's so early. He can rebuild his image. He can rebuild his career because it's just getting started. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Your show is badass, and you always have a good quality bunch of callers. First of all, I'd tell you, man, I'm a big fan of yours, man. You kill it, man. You do great shows at night, man.
Hey, JR, how's it going? Just want to say I appreciate you. You're my late-night therapist, so I appreciate you. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Alex Rodriguez says that he hopes and wants players to learn from his mistakes. He says that his drug use or PED use and behavior afterwards is what is likely to keep him out of the Hall of Fame. He says in the case of Fernando Tatis Jr., it might do the same for him. And it might. At the same time, it seemed like Alex Rodriguez and his saga just seemingly went on for almost 10 years. And so here he is now in retirement, almost ready to become a full-time owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves, part owner. And then, you know, living a public life, and Jennifer Lopez onto whoever, and he's just everywhere. Even a K-Cast where he said this, seated next to Michael Kay and Derek Jeter. And I say that Fernando Tatis Jr., although he's made his share of mistakes, riding motorcycles, breaking wrists, putting on ringworm cream that now he says triggers a positive case or a positive test result, he's still 23. If the man can complete his contract and play, he signed a 14-year deal before last season. Even if he plays another 10 years or plays 15 years, or damn it, if the guy plays until he's 40, I think that's enough time for him to clean up his image and to be embraced. I don't know if he'd be punished in the same way that Alex Rodriguez was, because he should have a lot of runway in front of him. But I just, even his dad saying, oh my God, this is a disaster, a catastrophe for the game, and millions of fans will stop watching. Like, come on, Dad, stop it. Maybe this is his problem. Being enabled. Even his mom. His mom put a post up on Instagram. I'm glad I did not see it. She put a post up of his, I guess, his rash or whatever it was. And then she deleted it. She put a photo. She used the mom. What did she do? A photo of which was previously posted on mom's Instagram page. She put the medication there, I guess, that on the side of his neck. Okay, thanks. He needs a reality check, and it seems like even his teammates are giving it to him. I think he has time to get things together. I think it's too early to say, oh, my God, he's not going into the Hall of Fame. But he certainly isn't starting things off all that great. He has time to fix it. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Robbie from Phoenix. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, I love your show. First of all, A-Rod should keep his mouth shut. This guy is a fraud, a charlatan, a backstabber. Who would even take this man seriously? This is not a good guy. He stabs Jeter in the back. Cheats with Jose Canseco's wife. Why would you even take this character seriously? He should just keep his mouth shut. How he cheated the game. How does this guy even have a job in baseball? A cheat, a fraud. And this guy had one good year for the Yankees in 09. Who would take this guy seriously after all that he's done? He's not a good guy, and this data backs my statement up.
Okay, all right. Well, did he take something from you too, Robbie?
No, I just don't like phonies.
Okay, all right.
And he's a phony.
Okay.
Can you argue with that? Has he done?
I mean, I certainly can. This is the same guy who lied to the whole world and then lied some more and then admitted to being a liar. So I can't dispute that. I think if you've listened to the show enough times, I've made my feelings on him clear.
Right. No, I understand. But what amazes me is that there are people out there that take him seriously after all that he's done.
Well, to a degree, and thank you, Robbie, for calling from Phoenix. And I don't know about the cheating on Jose Canseco's wife or whatever she is. Anyway, what I do know is that, yeah, he was one of the best baseball players ever. Did he need to cheat? Probably not. He says that he started to, you know, use drugs when he signed that contract with the Rangers. That's what he says. We also know that I will assume his body started to break down at the end of his career, possibly as a result. Seemed like it. And one good year with the Yankees and winning the World Series, I'm not going to stop there. You know, the guy did happen to win a couple of MVPs with the New York Yankees as well. So let's not just beat him down too bad. Celeste is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Celeste?
Hey there. I just wanted to make a few comments about Tatis Jr. I'm from San Diego, born and raised, and he broke all of our hearts. In terms of him making it to the Hall of Fame, I don't really know. I haven't really thought that far down the line. I just know how I'm feeling now, and I know that he's disappointed us all. We believed in him. We trusted him. We love him. He's El Nino. You know, he's a boy. And he just broke our hearts. He broke our trust. And I can tell you this. When I found out on Friday, I was in denial until, like, Sunday. And I took his jersey, and I threw it out. And I don't do stuff like that. But yeah, I honestly can tell you, I'm sad. I'm heartbroken.
So let me ask you. Let me ask you this, Celeste: if he comes back next season and in the remaining games he hits 30 home runs and drives in 60 and helps the Padres win a World Series for the first time, I mean, are you still feeling that way?
I am, because you know he broke our trust, he broke my heart, and I'm always going to wonder. Has he been taking these drugs from the beginning of time, from the beginning of all these records that he's already broken? And is he going to continue to do it? I mean, he already screwed up with the motorcycle accidents. I couldn't believe he did that. That was just so stupid after that big contract that he signed. And now this. I mean, I feel like he's had some, probably not the right people around him to guide him the right way. Mm-hmm. But and I still think he's a great player and he's amazing. But I just feel like, man, I'm all of San Diego, I can tell you right now, we're all heartbroken. Really heartbroken. So I wish him the best. And, yeah, I'll be happy if he hits 30 home runs. But I'm always going to wonder. Always going to wonder.
Well, thank you, Celeste, for calling from San Diego. Yeah, it'd be nice if he comes back and helps you win. I think for most people, maybe not Celeste, I think for most people, they ain't going to care after that. The first thing is he going to be healthy? The second thing is, well, what do those numbers look like when he actually returns? Everybody's going to look. Is he going to fall off? Is all of a sudden Fernando Tatis is going to be a 250 hitter with 20 home runs instead of 40? Now, that's going to look ugly. That's going to make the Padres look bad. That's going to make $340 million look like a disaster. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's always a pleasure to hear you because you know your product. You really do a great job by not distorting what the callers are saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Man, something that we'll get into tomorrow. I guess the Mets and Braves needed another reason to hate each other. I'm sure by now you've heard about Edwin Diaz and the song that he plays that has gone viral. The song's called Narco with the horns. And Mets were playing the Braves tonight. The Braves decided to whoop the living hell out of them tonight. I think the final score was 15-1. And then in the second inning, Will Contreras, he stepped up to the plate with the song playing. And then he hit a home run. And then they played the song again. And so now people are having a fit that the Atlanta Braves wanted to kind of troll the New York Mets. Well, I mean, come on. These teams have been just beating each other up for the better part of forever. And, you know, people want to complain now. So I'm sure we'll get into that more tomorrow for all the things for people to be upset about. You know, just music and mockery. But right now we're talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. And I want to get as many of your calls in before I have to roll out. You know, Alex Rodriguez basically said, I hope this man has learned from my mistakes. I hope all these young players learn from my mistakes. And Fernando Tatis Jr., we already know, suspended 80 games, PED usage. He says the substance that triggered his positive test is from his ringworm medication. And that's how this got into his system. And even his dad, former MLB player, Fernando Tatis, is basically saying this is a travesty and this is terrible. And it's just like, relax. Your son was an idiot in putting a drug onto his body or in his body, and it's his fault. And he was also a dumbass for riding around on a motorcycle after he got a $340 million commitment from a baseball team. And so there's a lack of accountability, and hopefully these instances he's learned from. A-Rod also said that this may kind of scar his career and potentially keep him out of the Hall of Fame. On one hand, I say, whoa, it's too soon. And on the other hand, I go, yeah, well, it's so early in his career that I think he can rehabilitate his image. I'm going to take your calls. We got a lot of people on. You can just go ahead and hit your point. Anthony is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, boss. Just wanted to say, going back to it, Tatis not being forgiven here in San Diego from that previous caller, give it a year or two, and most people here in San Diego are going to forget.
I'm sure. I mean, people look for success. If he goes out and has it, ain't nobody going to complain about nothing. John is calling from Springfield. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. Good show. And, I'm just so tired of hearing A-Rod talk about anything. I just wish he'd go away. And we also have a higher opinion of you after hearing about your work with special needs individuals. I taught everyone that lived with a hearing impaired woman sign language so that they could communicate better with her, so she was no longer isolated, and it improved her life greatly. So
I realized
how rewarding it can be.
Well, thank you so much, John. I appreciate you for calling from Springfield. Yeah, man, it's very simple, and I know your phone was cracking there at the end. Yeah, I'm not just an advocate for Special Olympics. I'm an advocate for everybody to be treated pretty much the same. I don't care who, what, when, where. So, yes, Special Olympics is a cause that I work very closely with and I'm happy to do. And you also give me a chance again to say go to specialolympics.org. But it doesn't stop there. I'm an advocate for equality and people being treated the same all across the board. Tom is calling from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? First of all, just a couple points. I've been a fan of the Padres since before Dave Winfield and Cecil Gaston played in the outfield. So, first of all, Alex Rodriguez, I think he's too old for Tatis to learn from. But San Diego's so starved for a championship team. We will definitely forgive Fernando Tatis if he comes in and he's contrite. He's going to have to be honest, and he's going to have to tell the story how it is and say, hey, I'm sorry, I did it. I'm sorry. San Diegans will forgive, man. We'll forgive over and over and over, especially if he comes back and can and put up numbers. And the last point is he's way too young for his whole career to be tarnished and tainted by this. He's played, 2 years? And if he puts up numbers, Hall of Fame numbers, for the next 10, 12, 15 years, he's going to deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. That's all, because those numbers will be real. He's going to be drug tested over and over and over, and if he puts up those numbers, they're going to be real numbers, and he'll deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
I agree. So, well, thank you.
That's
thank you, Tom, for calling from San Diego, and I agree with you. It's early in his career. You got time to clean things up. KD calling from Sacktown. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's good with you? Hey, I just wanted to tell you, man, hey, I struggle with this a little bit because the young man, he made a mistake. And there's others that make mistakes. But so many people are holding these young men at such a high level of accountability when we can't even hold government officials at that accountability. So I struggle. The kid made a mistake. If he shows a pattern of it, then, yeah, that's something different. But this kid's got his whole life and his whole career in front of him. And winning solves everything. And let me just give you the quick example. Way back, you remember when the whole thing with Woods and, him cheating on his wife and guys that I worked around. Remember that?
Yeah, I mean, you're going in quite a few directions here, KD.
No, but what I'm saying is I'm using an example where so many different guys would say, oh, he let us down. Oh, he really fooled us. And some of the same guys that said that turned out they ended up cheating on their wives. So what I'm saying is people are human. Okay. They make mistakes.
Yeah,
right?
They make mistakes. Well, I think we all know that, and thank you, KD, for calling from Sacramento. Tiger Woods is an individual. He does not play in a team sport. I think he disappointed people who are extreme fans of him. In the case of Fernando Tatis Jr., he's accountable to the other guys in the locker room with him. That's a major difference. The other element is, he's young. How many people are making the mistake that he made? Continual mistakes. And sure, there are many trappings when it comes down to athletes, but this is a part of the job. And yes, this is a part of the learning experience. Alex Rodriguez sat up there and said it myself. He's like, yeah, man, I just wish over the years I didn't do this. Well, listen, some people learn and some people don't. And there have been enough instances just in the course of a year where Fernando Tatis Jr. has made some mistakes. Yeah, we see that. Brian is calling from San Diego. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Brian, you're live, and we only got a few minutes left. Go ahead. Quickly.
I don't know. Maybe I'm naive, but I agree with his stupid mistakes on the motorcycle. That's dumb. But I think this is actually just a dumb mistake. I don't think he's taking steroids on purpose. That's just me.
Yeah, I don't think that's a dumb conclusion to make, and I think most people would agree with you. Yeah, what he did was dumb. I don't think he was putting stuff in his ass either. So, I mean, that makes two of us. Don from San Diego, go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, man? Just piggybacking off that, I'm sure he's been tested before, and I'm sure he's come back clean. So, I mean, yeah, he's a kid. He just made a dumb mistake. That's it. And I think I've heard people talking about trading him, talking about this and that, how do you move him. It's way too early for that.
Yeah.
He'll come back next year. He'll have success. People will forget, and we'll be past this.
Well, thank you, Dom. Well, anyone who's running around saying trade Tatis, is trade him where and why? That's someone who says such a thing is unfamiliar in every capacity with baseball. I think he's early. He's young. He'll be fine. But he does need to start taking accountability. I mean, even his dad and his mom and everybody. Come on. His teammates are saying grow up. His family is saying, oh, the world is going to end now because they're missing out on Fernando. Like, let's all come to earth now. And shout outs to all my folks listening out in San Diego, 97.3 The Fan. Thank you so much, James Boccioni, for helping out. Shout outs to Alex. Thank you to Shep. And thank you to everyone tuned in and locked in tonight. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. If you miss me while I'm gone, you can find me on all social media. That's at JR Sport Brief. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you missed a minute, you can always listen. Hit rewind on that free Odyssey app. But don't move here on CBS Sports Radio, because right now, Rich Herrera, he's coming in next for Amy Lawrence. Thank you so much, James.